Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmid, and this is episode 41, Living with Resistance. Can't actually believe that I've done 41 episodes and that I'm also 41. Well, let's be honest, I think I'm 28 and I'm stuck on the age of 28, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But maybe that's another podcast, 28 for life. But first and foremost, a big thank you to the wonderful messages I've received and the questions. So amazing to get questions on the podcast that I do. And to the new subscribers, please feel free at any stage, if you have any questions on how to enjoy your experience of who you are or anything you're struggling with mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, please get in contact with me and I'd be honored to absolutely help you. Living with resistance. Every single person on this planet, 7.8 billion people, live with it daily. Every minute of the day, every second of the day, resistance is around. And I thought about how I'm going to talk about resistance and how do we live with it for today's podcast. But one thing that kept coming up is that the realization that resistance is actually like a force. It's a force that's around us constantly. We're resistant to do stuff physically. We're resistant to do stuff emotionally. We're even resistant to do stuff spiritually, a lot of us. Because there's so many things that we're resistant about. Failure, judgment. And it's actually pathetic. But why does resistance dominate the way we live our lives? We're not born resistant. But it's the experiences that we've had as human beings that make us resistant based on those experiences or traumas or relationships. How do you crush it? Well, first of all, I think you've got to identify it, where the resistance is coming from. Identifying where the resistance comes from, I think, is very, very important, because then you can manage it and you can see if it's your perceived reality taking over your real reality and it's causing you to be resistant to do something or action something that you feel fearful of doing. Number two, ask yourself as the third person, am I being resistant because of my past fears, traumas, experiences, etc., etc.? Or am I being resistant because I'm being lazy? And identifying the two types of emotions, whether it's past or present, will also drive you into action of being less resistant, in theory. You know, I've got this wonderful quote on my website. What would you do differently if you knew you couldn't fail? I can tell you right now, I don't think we'd be very resistant towards doing things. Why do we fear so much failure? I think it's because it's so closely linked to our ego. If we fail, we're going to be judged. We're going to be pointed at. We're going to live with shame. We're going to live with judgment. I mean, I just think about how resistant I was to start a podcast. Oh, I came up with all sorts of excuses of why I don't want to do it. And now it's episode 41. So you got to drive yourself into action. You got to crush that resistance. Because it's all an illusion, really. It's all bullshit that you've made up of why you shouldn't do it or when you should do it. My favorite is when people are getting fit. Let me come and train when I'm fitter. I mean, if that's not resistance dominating the way you're living your life, then I don't know what it is then. But we're so fearful to open ourselves up. We're so resistant to show our vulnerability. We're so resistant to pushing ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And we come up with all sorts of scenarios. Resistance is something we all live with. And I think understanding the fact that we all live with it makes it slightly easier to manage. But let's talk about successful people. And I'm not talking about successful people that have money in the bank account. I'm talking about everyone that is successful. My view of people that are successful are people that have to travel far and wide to get to work, to clean a house, or work in a shop, or work in a restaurant. Those are successful people because they are crushing resistance. They don't have a chance to come up with excuses of why they shouldn't do it. They do it. But our relationship with successful people in life is about money, balance sheet, what they have, assets, all these kind of things. And I think, yes, there are very successful people that are very happy and have a large amount of money. But why are they successful? Because they don't let resistance dominate them. They don't let resistance stand in the way of them being successful. They push through the resistance. And I've seen, from being an athlete, a professional athlete, the most talented guys that I played rugby with were not the most successful. It's the guys that kept showing up, kept crushing the resistance, kept pushing on, kept pushing through, doing the extra work, showing up, showing up, showing up, day in, day out, that became the most successful. So the most talented people out there in the world are usually actually not the most successful. It's the people that can crush resistance and have a better relationship with resistance. This word friction, we all live with it. Builds inside, causes us to be anxious, causes us to be resistant towards doing things. And I think as human beings, we have become addicted to trying to create certainty and uncertainty. And by living in this space, wow, the resistance becomes powerful. We become resistant to everything in our lives. So I think giving yourself some space, understanding where your resistance is coming from, understanding what your life will look like if you didn't have the resistance, and stepping away almost as a third person and asking yourself this resistance, the relationship you're having with resistance, where it's coming from, I think will completely give you the chance to live with it positively and not stay stuck. One thing I see as well with a lot of people that I get in touch with, they're so resistant to invest in themselves. And I really do ask myself this question a lot of the time. And I question my ability as a coach. Is it maybe me that they're not prepared to invest in? It could be. Maybe they prefer to work with someone else. But people are resistant to invest in themselves, because then they've got to look at themselves. We become addicted to pleasure, friends. We want things immediately. We want things now. But we're resistant to do things for ourselves and be intimate with ourselves and look into ourselves and invest in ourselves from a growth standpoint, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Sad, isn't it? Because it's not tangible. You can't pick it up. I mean, what would you pay if you knew working with someone will change your life? Can you put a price on that? But yet we'll invest over the phone large amounts of money to a stockbroker or financial advisor who we don't even know, and we're just trusting the fact that they are telling us that this fund is doing that or this share price is doing that. And we believe that because we become addicted to pleasure, and in pleasure is greed. It's so beautiful here, just walking. I've got the entire beach to myself, not one person, just a little seagull about 25 meters ahead of me, and just moi, Simon Edmund Douglas Schmid. And I think also resistance during this time, this pandemic, is heightened. Of course it is. But as we've been forced to change behavior and the relationship we have with ourselves and how we look after ourselves, we're facing more resistance than ever. So now is the opportunity to crush it and live with it in a different way. We're so scared of making failures in our lives. And we're always looking for the right option. Maybe both options are the right option for you. Why don't you try both and see? But our relationship, I think, with resistance and time are very closely linked. We feel that we're so under pressure with time. Everything's got to be start now, finish then. Time, time, time. So what if you dropped the relationship you had with time? What if you asked yourself these questions? Where's the resistance coming from? Would you be able to live with it differently? How does your life look? What becomes available to you then in your life, I think, is truly remarkable. Fascinating topic to talk about. But this force, it's a force. Wow, and it comes in waves. Strong ones, medium ones, messy ones, violent ones. It's a force that surrounds us. So I hope that helps, my friends, my followers. I really do. And if you've got any questions, I'd love to know what you're struggling with, what are you currently struggling with resistance-wise at the moment. I'd be honored to help you. And for those of you who want to get in contact, go to simonschmid.co and let's get you living a different life. Let's get you changing your lens. But also for those of you who are struggling with resistance and it's paralyzing you, go and get help. Go and get someone that can help you understand your resistance and where it's coming from. Because if you can change your reality, you can change your life. You cannot let history repeat itself, and you can predict your future. And that's a fact. But my friends, so wonderful to do episode 41. I hope you enjoyed. Please feel free to like, share, subscribe. It all helps building this community. Lots of love. I'm out.